Hi, my name is Amelia Hahn. I'm a sophomore here at James Madison University, majoring in media arts and design, and today we are going to be discussing what it means to be creative within this field. I have here my friend Chase, to whom I am posing the question of, are people who are considered creative within your major typically creative in other ways?
I think creativity expands to all aspects of your life. Specifically, in my concentration of creative advertising, I have gathered how important it is to build upon your prior skills using the means of creativity and thinking outside of the box. Creativity, while being a focus of learning in my major classes, can also be utilized in other areas of my education.
Okay, thank you, Chase. Now I'm here with my friend Alessandra, and the question is there a certain type of personality or characteristics to be found in people well-suited for the kind of work that is found within SMAD?
I think between the four concentrations, there are different character traits that can be found within people who are part of each different concentration. Some people are more introverted, while some others are more extroverted. Overall, I think all SMAD majors are very aware of the media, so in order to be successful, a trait we must share is social awareness.
I completely agree with what you were saying in terms of SMAD majors having some sort of higher social awareness to what is going on around them. I also would say that everybody has the ability to be creative, but I think SMAD majors in particular have an easier time kind of channeling that creativity. I'm now sitting down with Professor Alessi, who teaches the SMAD 101 course, and he is going to answer this next question. Can creativity or excellence really be learned in this major? How much of it is about your nature and how much is about nurture?
There are some people who just naturally are good storytellers and can naturally do it. But for the most part, this is a discipline that requires a lot of work, a lot of practice, and thinking about the fundamentals that students will learn in this discipline. So the more you learn and the more you practice, the better you are, and you can always become a better storyteller.
That was such an interesting question and even more of an interesting response. Thank you so much, Professor Alessi. Within the School of Media Arts and Design, the umbrella concept that every concentration deals with is definitely storytelling, and I can speak from personal experience knowing people who are involved in all of the different concentrations that throughout our time as SMAD majors, even thus far in our education, we have all grown as storytellers and definitely utilize that skill of both innovation and collaboration with our teammates. Okay, so my last question will be, do the qualities of a SMAD major align closely to those in any other particular major?
In my opinion, SMAD has similar values to communication and writing because we are both majors trying to form different paths of communication to different parts and different people in the most effective ways possible.
Yes, 100%. With my personal experiences, being that I am a SMAD major and a communications minor, I have definitely seen this overlap in terms of skill and knowledge and information, whether it's learning the same sort of things that connect to one another between my two classes, or just working with a project group and using what I've learned in one class and applying it to that of another. I have definitely seen the connection between these two majors, and it has made my studies a lot simpler, and I have found it to be very helpful to be involved in both communications and SMAD. Tying that back to the concept of creativity, I find it very important to walk into those situations with an open mind. Otherwise, you're going to find it to be very difficult to connect those dots that I was talking about. Although a lot of the information that we learn does overlap, it is hard to access those files in your brain on command. You have to think of creative ways to put one thing from one place into another place, and the more creative you are, the more seamless that process will be. To conclude today's episode on what it means to be creative in your major, I would like to add one final point. I believe that if you come into college and you're feeling somewhat uncertain of what you want to do or where you want to be career-wise when you finish school, I am certain that you will find clarity in letting those creative juices flow, and like Chase had touched upon at the beginning of this episode, kind of allowing yourself to be creative in every aspect of your education. I found that giving myself multiple opportunities between my general education classes, honors seminars, and even moments outside of the classroom helped me unlock my greatest level of creativity and showed me how much potential I have for future endeavors. Thank you for listening.